Hello and welcome to the Basement Shuffle. My name is Kevin. With me as always is Andy.
Hello.
And tonight we're joined again by our buddy Mike Dempsey.
Hi guys.
Tonight we're doing Overrated. And that was my choice. The Doors. It's rare that I find myself wanting to listen to circus music. I gotta be in the right mood to hear fucking Calliope and fucking...
Somewhere right now, Ray Manzarek is in his grave and he's turning over because...
I hope so. Because he sucks.
he's not dead, but you just killed him.
He's dead.
He's turning over in his grave.
He's dead. That's why I feel comfortable saying that. I don't really. Honestly, this subject is hard.
Okay, I could see you picking that song.
Uh-huh.
At first, I was shocked, but I was like, well, okay. The Doors are not overrated. Now, that song, yes, okay, I give you that.
Okay.
They are not.
I...
Very original. No other rock band was doing what they were doing back in the day.
Right, and I agree with you. And that's what makes this subject hard. Overrated is like, man, I really have a hard time just... making a definitive opinion about, like, what's overrated. Because I can see both sides of the coin. I can see why somebody would like that, and I can see
that
why
song?
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't know. That,
60s,
yeah, so,
Mike, 60s.
Thank you, Mike. I think I picked the...
But that song.
Thank you, Mike. I
60s!
I think yeah. I picked the Dude. Perfect door song, right?
That one's... not one of their best.
Not every song
I give credit, but
I'll say an offhand.
I would agree.
Comment like
dude probably did invent what's considered as a rock star, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everything else was tied to show business, or I mean, band leaders, or you know, stage performance, or this and that. But
mm-hmm.
He was probably
he was dangerous.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
Well. The originality of the Doors also, you got to remember, this band didn't even have a bass player. Yeah. Ray Manzarek.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Handled all the bass lines with his feet.
Maybe his other hand. He used a...
Feet!
No. He used, he used a Rhodes bass keyboard or piano.
I've seen videos with him using his feet.
I'm sure he can, but... most of the videos you'll see, he's using an organ, and then he'll have a Rhodes, like it's a little keyboard, and it's just bass notes. And right, he's using that up.
I do know what a Rogue is.
A Rhodes, not a Moog Rogue.
Right. Anyway,
that's after.
It's a Fender Rhodes bass keyboard. And he was doing a lot of that.
He's done a lot with his feet too.
That's fine, but they eventually brought a bass player into the scene because it sucked. I'm sorry.
What bass player played for the Doors?
Oh, that's a good question. I really don't know.
They did.
LA Woman, the album LA Woman, they brought a session guy in. I don't know who it was, but they did.
I'm going to have to research that. And if I find out that you're wrong, it's going to be another Lionel Richie moment for you.
Okay. I've done the research.
Okay.
I've done it, son.
It's done.
Even though I don't like the band, I wanted to know why I didn't like the band.
I do not ever remember any bass player ever being credited on any of their albums. Even L.A. Woman.
Okay.
Well, now, they may have had Robbie, Krieger. He might have played bass, but I don't remember any. That's like a fifth member or whatever.
No, because, like, I mean,
it's the Doors. The Doors plus one.
You never got burned out on the Doors, though.
Huh?
You never got burned out on that band. You didn't have somebody that.
Yeah, it sounds like you're a fan.
Because a very common thing is a lot of people, while growing up, have a friend who discovers the Doors.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just play them.
And ruin the Doors for you.
Right.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That's a very common thing a lot of people have. Everybody knows their Doors friend.
Yeah. I think I have been burned out a little bit.
Okay. So do you agree it's overrated?
It's overrated.
All right. Well, thank you. I know it's hard. This is a hard subject.
Like,
and every every song is going to be like this.
Not prudent.
There's plenty of stuff they deserve credit for.
Right.
You don't get movies made about you.
Right.
Without being great.
Kind of silly.
Yeah. Val Kilmer.
Well, he was great, but
how does everybody feel about that biopic?
Didn't like it. I just think that the historic people or whoever the writers were for that movie got Jim Morrison way off.
It was
what I've always heard. I don't know enough about him, but I have heard that
it was an Oliver Stone movie,
right? Supposedly, Jim Morrison
was more writing the myth.
Was very quiet, very reserved. And very low key.
Kind of an introvert.
And he was not, he was not like this bigger than life, you know.
Messiah complex kind of guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Was the myth. But I was sitting here talking about like one of the earliest rock stars. Like what's considered a rock star? The shirtless Jesus poses and
pulling his dick out, falling
in the crowd. And
yeah.
my goodness.
Elvis wasn't doing that shit. Mm-mm. Elvis never took his shirt off.
That's funny you mentioned that, because when you said
he
that
did for he the
was,
movies,
he was the archetype for a rock star. I was going to say Elvis, but
yeah, but Elvis was still show business and stage.
Sure.
Nah, Elvis is the shit,
and he is
a rock star. But
I would say that Jim Morrison took it that extra step because of the times
you saw people do in the Soundgarden. Or Pearl Jam's into the 90s, even now. There's still guys who are going to take their shirt off, grow their hair long, and wear really tight pants. Some of those guys were putting, like, stuff.
Socks.
Especially any of the ones that were wearing spandex.
Yeah, all that shit. Or those Robert Plant really tight jeans. Socks.
So, like, when you say that, spandex, you know what that makes me think of?
Spandau Ballet.
That, but it also makes me think of Diamond David Lee Roth.
Oh.
Who was in a band called Van Halen.
Yes, he was.
I thought about this one, too.
And did you see what it was?
No.
Okay. Well, this is a band called Van Halen, and it's an Andy song, and it goes like this. All right, Andy. Tell me why that's overrated.
That song is overrated.
Why?
You know, that's the very first song that Van Halen released as a single without David Lee Roth.
Right.
And I'm sorry.
It hurt your feelings.
For you new school Van Halen fans out there, David Lee Roth and Eddie Van Halen made Van Halen what Van Halen was. Not Alex, not Michael Anthony, David Lee Roth.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah. And talk about spandex, yes. Yeah. He was the only guy I thought in the 80s and early 90s or whatever who could get away with wearing spandex and not come off as like fruity. He was the only one
David
that made
Lee?
Spandex look halfway cool. Yes, it's Sammy Hagar was great by himself.
He did have those high kicks.
You
oh,
know,
yeah.
But, dude, don't put him in Van Halen. You know, can you imagine Doobie in your funk?
Great reference, Andy, but I don't know, man.
That's my argument, dude. Mm.
I mean, who would you put in Dave's place after he left or after he was kicked out or whatever?
He's irreplaceable.
So they should have just not made any more money. They should have just
What did the Beastie Boys do?
Oh, come on. That's different, man. Their homeboy fucking died.
Yeah, it's like the guy wasn't still around.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Well, what did the Beastie Boys do?
They quit, and after fucking being awesome for, like, decades.
Yeah, they had a couple decade run.
They made their money.
And Van Halen was with David Lee for close to 10 years.
You know what's overrated is, like, one of the most amazing guitar players, and the greatest hooks are all done on keyboards by him.
Oh, good point.
That one. Some good synth work in there. I like the synths, and it's some like Jump.
Mm-hmm.
Jump's more overrated. Was David Lee Roth still on Jump, or was that Sammy Hagar?
No, that's David Lee Roth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
wait a minute. You're saying Jump was more overrated than this song?
Absolutely.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
Boop.
They made the keyboards work because of David Lee Roth's voice in that song.
Those keyboards on that song are the whole foundation of that song.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Why is he not
and they
playing
got away
guitar?
With it. They got away with it because
it's
of the vocals.
That, it's not even
of David Lee Roth.
Beep, beep. 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 It's like, what the shit? It's not even a good patch.
But it was early, though, and it was the first time they did it.
If that fucking Oberheim had digital presets, it would be synth stab. Like the first one that comes up when you turn it on.
Beep, beep. Yeah, it's like the one like where you're a little kid in the Radio Shack and you're playing with the Casios. Beep.
You got to start somewhere.
That's one of their biggest hits, and that was David Lee Roth. Mm-hmm.
Dude, that was a colossal
hit. And that's
just
putting
the
guitar down to the side. Mm-hmm. Eddie liked the keyboards, too. It's weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
It's really weird.
I just never bought Hagar and Van Halen.
I get that.
I thought it was
everybody
wrong.
Has their guy with it. I get that.
It hurt your feelings.
It didn't hurt my feelings. I just think from musically, he was just wrong for that band.
I think they made it work, man. I'm going to have to agree with
you. Oh, they sold a lot of records, and they made a lot of money.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why it's
mission accomplished.
Overrated. Yeah.
All right.
That's what makes it overrated.
Okay.
This
everybody
hurts.
Loved it.
It hurts.
Mm-hmm. The subject hurts.
All right, let's continue to be hurt, and Mike is up next.
Kevin, real quick on the Van Halen.
Yeah.
Are you even that big on either camp?
Dave or Hagar? No, I can enjoy both. Because
I can enjoy both, and I'm not a huge fan of either.
Mm.
Or Van Halen, I guess.
I like them a lot. I understand why they're so good.
If you had to pick one.
There's definitely...
If you had to pick one.
Yeah.
I did, when I was a kid, I traded my Def Leppard Hysteria for David Lee Roth's solo album, so...
Ooh, how did that go?
I got a David Lee Roth solo album.
You liked it better than Def Leppard?
I traded Def Leppard away for it. So
okay,
yeah. Talk about overrated.
I'll be in the
Dave
camp.
Def Leppard's first album was their best album.
All right.
Yeah.
Through the Night.
On Through the Night or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. No, it's the really big one. That's the one I traded away.
Hysteria.
For like Crazy from the Heat or some shit.
I can see that. I love
not eat 'em and smile.
I loved Hysteria.
No, I bought that on my own, so, yeah.
But,
all right, Kevin, if you had to pick.
David Lee Roth or Van Hagar, I'm going to go with Dave. I mean, dude, the fucking original shit was so rocking.
Yeah.
This shit,
like,
I mean.
Like, the earliest shit was.
Yeah.
Everybody Wants Some.
It was so good.
I Want Some, too.
Atomic Punk, goddamn, everything was fucking awesome. But, actually, you know what? I'm going to take that back. Everything was not awesome. I cannot listen to every song on a David Lee Roth Van Halen record. Like, I mean, they have hits and shit like that, but I mean, I can't say that I can listen to Van Halen 2 and name you every song off of that album.
If you heard them, you could name them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. Van Halen.
I'll Wait. Van Halen 2.
I'll Wait. Yeah, that's a hit. I can fucking name that, but I can't name, like, I don't know, an obscure one off of that. Anywho, enough about Van Halen. We're going to go and play another song, and it's a Mike song, and it goes like
this.
This here.
This. This one here.
You don't love me anymore. I can feel it, but I want you more than before, so I conceal it. Walk on, walk on, baby, don't look back. This happy face is just a disguise. Oh, baby, when love dies, nothing breaks like a heart.
How long in the into the song does she say overrated?
She just said it.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Learn to listen.
Pretenders with Nothing Breaks Like a Heart. And this was a Mike song. And apparently...
No.
She's... Oh, go ahead.
I don't know. I'm very confused about
that. Well, what I was going to say is apparently she says overrated in the song.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only reason.
Yeah, because there was nothing overrated about that song.
No, that's... I mean,
as far as... The catalog of Pretender songs?
Right. It's not as good as their classic stuff, but...
Right. Yeah.
It was not a bad song.
I agree.
And the angle that you're taking is just a song that says overrated,
and
which is a
the
great cop-out.
Right. Exactly. It's a total cop-out, and the idea of overrated is overrated. And this was what I was telling you the other day. If you do on the internet, you know that? You know the internet, Andy?
I've heard of it.
You got to have a computer?
You need a computer.
Computer?
Going to take my job.
The way I can damn do it.
So, if you do a lyric search on the term overrated...
This comes
used
up.
To be underrated.
Oh, here we go.
The term overrated used to be underrated. You will not find a lot of people using the lyric overrated in their lyrics.
Until when?
Two of the earliest ones I could find. Two examples from the 60s. Frank Sinatra and Julie Garland.
Used the word overrated.
In a song.
Nice. Look at Mike doing the research.
Right.
And he had the least amount of time.
Because I hate this subject.
Kevin, where were you at?
I hate this subject. I don't hate it. It's just difficult.
Okay. So this is part one of a two-parter. You can't do underrated unless you do overrated.
Right.
And overrated.
But I feel
we all agreed that that was the more difficult one.
I didn't necessarily want to come and play like three songs that I don't appreciate and I think they're overrated.
Right.
It's like, well, I don't want to listen to that.
Because you don't want to.
It's hard to do.
You don't want to sit through a song you hate and you don't want to make anybody else.
Yeah. And three of them on top of that.
But, okay.
So, yes, it's a cop out. I copped out. Sorry.
I think we're still missing the point.
No, you're right.
You don't necessarily have to hate the song.
Right.
The song has got to be, by definition, overrated.
Maybe there's somebody out there listening that thinks the Pretenders are very overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, man, I'll punch him in the nose.
Okay, good. It's like, it's like, I'm not.
This is for Chrissy.
But, yeah, it's like they used the term. That was kind of like, I was doing research, but say you look. There's a slight tick up, not a major one, very slight in the 70s, about the same in the 80s, 90s there's a substantial bump, 2000s, huge leap. Overrated in the lexicon of the English language is a newer thing, and I feel as like, what does that coincide with?
Tell me.
Cable television, more channels, more media than into the internet.
Really?
And you find the lyric overrated and way more stuff post 2000 than you do pre 2000. It started about in the 90s. There's lots of people, songs, or using the lyric or referring to something as overrated.
Right.
I think overrated's overrated. Because it's a piece of shit.
I'm not sure I follow, but I appreciate
the
your...
use of defining things as overrated.
Yeah.
It's the most overrated thing.
Okay.
Because I don't believe in it.
Okay.
I don't believe in it.
What about underrated?
He's plenty
of things that are underrated.
Well, if there's things underrated, then there's got to be things overrated.
Right.
Sure.
There you go.
But I hate to do it to music. I'll save that shit for, like, politicians.
Well, my my friend...
we love all of our politicians there.
Yeah. A quote from my friend Dave Cornwell. When anybody talks music on, like, social media, he'll say that it's not a contest. It's...
Right.
Art is art.
Right. That's good. And I'm not familiar with your friend.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a side thought that I just thought the other day.
That made you chuckle?
Yeah. Because you said your friend's David Cornwell.
Mm-hmm.
And just, this is just pure side note, like, just by circumstance or whatever. Last night, I was laughing to myself, thinking if there was, like, I knew a guy that would refer to things as hardcore. Oh, that's hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
But he confused it and thought the word was corn.
And he was hard like, corn?
Like hardcore. It's like you like hardcore gangster rap?
Come on.
You're not serious, dude.
I swear to God, I had this thought last night.
Good Lord.
It was pretty late. I was cracking up. This is the shit you crack up and laugh about by yourself sometimes, but I was like, no, that's hard corn.
Hard corn or soft corn porn.
Yeah, I watch nothing but the softest of corn porn. Because I like a story.
Yes. I'd love
it. This has no dialogue.
It has nothing to do with the subject or any song, but I swear to God, you just made me remember. I was laughing to myself last night. It's like, well, there's a guy that didn't know it was hardcore.
Yeah.
And he always thought his whole life it was hard corn, and nobody ever corrected him.
Just wanted to add that in.
Yeah, there you go. Put that on your podcast.
I wish I was that guy.
How much weed did you smoke last night?
None.
Anyway,
okay, next song.
Let me play this because this is my most difficult pick. One second. What's next?
Sweet summer night and I'm stripped to my sheets. 4 minutes leak and my AC squeaks. And a voice from the clock says you're not gonna get tired. My bed is a pool and the walls on fire. I soak my head in the sink for a while.
So, that's my pick. Does anybody know who that is?
Nope.
All right. Now, Kevin, to me, that sounds like you just picked a song that you didn't like.
I got to be honest with you. I've never heard that song.
Right.
It's kind of cool.
None of us have. So, you're missing the point then.
You did the underrated.
That song's not overrated then.
Well, I picked it because I've heard a song by... Okay.
Who's the artist?
Animal Collective.
Right.
All right. I know the name. I'm not super familiar.
Never heard of him.
Right. You've heard the name because
I've heard a lot.
Song to be overrated.
I've heard the name way more than I've heard the band.
Literally.
No, Andy, you can't change the rules now.
Literally.
No.
How does a song become overrated if it's...
I'll explain.
All right, you explain that.
Animal Collective, I know you haven't heard about it because you're just... You don't...
You're Andy Dorsey.
Yeah, and you don't fucking... You're not on social media and you don't fucking, like, hear about new shit all the time. I'm always on, like, Pitchfork and fucking all these, like, review sites, Stereo Gum and shit like that. What?
I know that band's well thought of. That's the only thing I know about them.
Right. Fuck you, Andy. Anyway, like...
I do the internet and I read the blogs.
Mid-2000s, like 2006-ish, shit like that. Wait. All I could read about is fucking Animal Collective.
But
and how
you said
fucking
you never
cool.
heard this song, too, though.
I know. Like I said at the beginning of the show, this is a hard subject. They got a lot of press, and they were like the new
indie
fucking
darlings.
Indie darling fucking new coming of Christ fucking band.
Where are they from?
Baltimore, to be honest.
That's cool.
Yeah, I have never heard
it
of
is
them.
Cool, but every time I would listen to them, and every time, like, I went to a bar one time, and, like, a dude was like, you gotta listen to this, and put fucking earbuds in my ear, and it was like, isn't weird. This awesome?
Well, that's just some weird Baltimore dude telling you, so I guess in that
he
case.
He was weird. He was yeah. weird. He was a white guy with a Jerry curl, and it was weird.
That's awesome, though.
Anyway.
White dudes with Jerry curls.
I gotta love just it. Never got into them. They just...
Go heard ahead. Of the name of the band.
Mm.
Like you're saying, I've heard of the name of the band.
Right.
Way more than I've ever listened
because
to that.
Because they've got super hyped. And yeah, that's why you've weird. Heard about them.
And I'm particularly even admittedly bad where it's like with more modern artists.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to find branches based off of stuff I already kind of know. And it's like there's so much stuff out there.
I'm sorry. I'm
as far as listening to like finding new music, and it's like, well, I know this song from 1978,
right,
or something, or I know this song from 19.
And you can draw a line to
right. So I have a hard time anything basically in the last 10 years. I have a hard time, and that's kind of discovering those bands and searching out those bands or knowing about those bands. But I've heard about that band a lot, and I couldn't tell you one of their songs.
How did you feel about that song?
No, I guess.
Right. I guess.
It started off sounding like the Ministry, and then the singer reminded me of, like, Jesus, Mary Chain.
Okay.
But my question to you, Kevin, is, was that recorded from, is that band on a major label?
I honestly don't know. I mean, it's probably like a major, like, indie label, like Matador or something like that, but not
or
like
Touch and Go or you know, something.
Right, which is distributed through like Sony or some shit. Anyway, why?
Well, because to me, like I said, this goes back to, for a song to be overrated and overhyped, that means that, like, everyone and their mother has heard this song.
I wish you explained that to me when you came up with this concept.
Well,
this is a very difficult concept. It's,
yeah,
it's my nature.
I mean,
it's so negative.
But this is your interpretation,
Andy.
and I'm you know, by your definition, yes, I can get with that.
Okay,
you know, so it's
that's what this podcast is about. Yeah. Everybody, that's why I come up with.
I can totally get with that.
We're
that's
working
why
around it, dude.
Kind of come up with
you're
a,
so negative, and your ideas are so negative.
No, this
you
was
just
a
want
good
me
idea.
To bash the low hanging fruit.
Really, what this episode is about?
Bang bang
bang bang.
What this episode is about is to get to the next episode.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, because the next one is going to be badass.
But, what the fuck was I thinking about? Yeah.
Soft corn.
But what I was thinking about is not soft corn. But
soft corn porn?
No. Is that... That's what I love about this podcast is that I created it.
And I am basically a god now.
No, but I'll come up with, or you'll come up with just a one word, just kind of vague word.
Word association.
And what I like about it is, especially having a guest, is that three people will interpret that word differently.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
And that's what this is all about. Anyway, enough about me. Let's play
something else that's overrated.
Mike's song. Mike's overrated next song is this.
Do you remember anyone here? You don't remember anything at all. I'm sleeping on flat on my back. Never woke up, I woke up. There's a party in my mind.
Talking Heads.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. Tina Weymouth, you're not going to sell me on anything overrated that she's on.
Overrated.
Why did you pick that song?
Because they're overrated. The whole band is overrated. At least that's what I get told.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that you would say that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's one of your favorite bands, sir.
They're up there. And I get it where it gets to a point it is obnoxious, and I'll...
What gets obnoxious?
Think about every band that came after that band.
I have a hard time with that. Like, I have a hard time...
Most people probably consider that band a really huge influence.
And very original, too, though.
Extremely original.
Give me one. That was highly influenced by Talking Heads.
Radiohead?
Well, okay, they named their band after one of their songs,
right.
But can you really draw a direct comparison between the two bands?
It doesn't matter if they're doing anything remotely close to them.
Okay.
They're going to sit there and cite them anyway, because that's how fucking good they were.
I would say Joe Jackson.
And it is good, and it's like, but everybody does love the Talking Heads.
Joe Jackson.
Yeah.
Sounds like Talking Heads?
Doesn't sound like Talking Heads. But I would say that his style of creating songs is, his originality is on that Talking Heads level.
I feel like
it's not like...
I don't know enough about Joe Jackson. Talking Heads are huge. Their songs are in
Joe
movies.
Jackson was huge.
Not like not in America. Heads.
Stepping out, dude. Yeah.
I mean, it's a great fucking
huge,
song.
Huge number one seller.
Yeah, but
and
that
I
was
say
it.
That about 30 Talking Heads songs.
Right.
They were an enormous band.
And what I'm going to say to you,
and
Andy,
I would make the argument,
you don't
even
have to have the exact same amount of hits to be influenced by that group.
That's fine.
And I'm going to tell
you. You asked us a question. We're answering.
No, you're right.
Good
you're right.
God.
I'm just sitting there saying.
And I respect your opinion, Andy, but I'm going to say that they, Joe Jackson and the Talking Heads, probably came up at the same time, just in different places.
Joe Jackson was probably a little bit later.
You think he heard Talking Heads and decided, I'm going to do piano pop.
Everybody heard Talking Heads.
But, you know, they were doing, eventually drawing, like, the From the World stuff, the polyrhythmic stuff from, like, Fela Kuti and stuff like that from Africa, and the Brian Eno Association would go have huge.
That's on one or two songs.
No, it's on
Burning
a lot.
Burning Down the
of,
House?
It's on a lot. Well,
most of their albums.
It's on a lot of it.
Burning Down
There's
the House.
There's anything you find. The reason why I picked that song is because it's badass, and it might not necessarily sound what you think of when you think of Talking Heads. It might not. So I picked that one
right.
Because it's not necessarily. It's like if you sat there
but
and
that's
switched
my point.
Up your,
that's the point I'm making, and I agree with you.
Production and instrumentation a
Joe
little bit.
Joe Jackson may not have heard that song ever in his life.
But that's
but
a rocker of a song.
But he's heard Talking Heads, and he was influenced.
Everybody's heard Talking Heads. That's my point. They're overrated.
You know what? Thinking about it, you're probably right, Andy, because they came out of the New York punk scene at, like, what, 75?
78? 75.
Well, 77 okay. was the
they
name
were
of
like,
their first album, 77.
Right. And I know right. Joe Jackson did not have an
but
album out in 78.
But they were probably playing at CBGB in, like, 75, like, cutting their teeth, like, live and, like,
right.
before that album. Still playing with, like, Television and Ramones and shit like
right,
that.
Right, right.
And so, yeah, they probably toured in London, and your man Joe Jackson probably heard it. But I don't, anyway.
All right, well,
I still don't understand.
So who would you pick?
And I don't really
that
think they're overrated.
That the Talking Heads have influenced.
That's what I want to know. I have a hard time with that.
They influenced everyone.
Everybody.
Who? Give me one.
I just did.
Everybody.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
anybody
right.
that came
you're
after right. them, they influenced them, whether they liked it or not. Okay. Unless you're doing some strict discipline, like, no, we're just doing this, this, and that. But all the indie rockers love them.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Modest Mouse people. Anybody that's like...
how can you not?
They've heard of Talking
right,
Heads.
Doing
that's what
rhythmic
I'm saying.
Stuff. Exactly.
You know, it's
anybody
just
that's like
too big
a
of a band.
Exactly.
But
they're
it's a
enormous.
Big band that had immense talent also.
And then I catch flack because it's like, oh, I still want to listen to Talking Heads.
All right, so tell me again like, why
overrated.
You picked this song.
Because I catch flack for... like, no, I...
Who told you this song was overrated?
Oh,
I'll go over to his house.
he
no,
said,
necessarily
he
this
said
song.
Matt. He said Matt.
The Drake. Yeah.
So you played this song for Matt.
No, not necessarily this song. It's just like Talking Heads in general. It's like he's not a big fan.
Oh, I could hear him.
But
now.
He is. Because you can't deny it. And it's annoying how much you can't deny it.
Mm-hmm.
It's annoying. And it's like, I get that. It hasn't happened for me yet.
Honestly,
so I tried to play one that's not necessarily. So that's why I picked that particular Talking Heads song,
which I'd never heard.
You know, it's like
which album?
That's off Fear Music.
Okay,
yeah, that 1979.
There you go.
Do you
so
know
you can switch up? You know your sustain and your pedals. And,
I mean, the diversity of this.
It's
band.
It's a rocker of a song.
The diversity of this band, and this is why
it's ridiculous
I say,
how good they were.
Exactly. This is why I say that they did influence Joe Jackson.
Okay.
I mean, have you ever heard the song, well, I know you've heard it, Blind?
Blind.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Blind, 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 which came out in like 85, which is way after.
Well, I think it came out later than that even, but just to reiterate. Right. They have influenced a great deal of bands.
Right.
Like Mike
said, I think some people
get
sick of it
them.
Sometimes.
A crap load,
for people
dude.
That, it's like, no, yeah, you want to put on Talking Heads? Good.
The Police.
I have no problem. Put on Talking Heads.
But yeah. Some people do.
I don't know. It's just,
and you skip, honestly,
you skipped my song.
I get
too.
It.
We're gonna play it next.
All
right. But
to me,
overrated. I would have picked like Burning Down the House, Psycho Killer, of course. Just the shit that you've heard over overrated again.
But
I feel like it's more burned out than overrated. But yeah,
right. And so Mike and I are on the same page. This is the fine line between overrated and overplayed.
That's why I picked that. Yeah, and that's why I
who
picked them.
Who here, raise your hand.
Maybe they're overplayed.
If you've sat down within the last 3 or 4 years and actually played Stairway to Heaven and sat down and listened to the entire song.
No, I listen to Talking Heads.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because the song is overplayed. Great song, overplayed. Not overrated because it is a great song, but overplayed.
That was issue with this subject.
And there you go.
Even though they stole
it's like,
from
Spirit. You're like punched down on the low-hanging fruit, and I'm like, here's three Oasis songs. Now I have to listen to three Oasis songs or something. Or here's three Led Zeppelin songs to piss everybody off, and I'm just going to pretend
now
like
that
this,
been
these
cool
are all pieces of shit.
If Mike had to pick the same group for each song.
I was going to pick all bands
played
on previous podcasts.
Awesome. Let me ask you this.
Weather Report, was that one of them? I don't know.
Probably.
Andy, you've never heard that song before.
No, and I actually liked it.
Andy, I mean, Mike, you've heard it before.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard a cover of that song?
From In Living Color, I have.
Hello!
Yes.
Did you ever, Andy, did you ever have Livid by In Living Color?
I have one of their albums, and I scarcely listened to it. Bought it on DVD.
It's not the first one?
No, it's the one. It came in a red case. That's the weird thing about this CD, and that's why I bought it. And I wouldn't say it's bad, but I just never really gave it like a good listen.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, after the first record,
everyone dropped them.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah. Oh, maybe they're underrated. Maybe we need to add them to the next
one. They're Glamour Boys.
I ain't no glamour boy. I'm fierce.
I
have a story about that cassette. Back when you would buy cassettes and they were wrapped in, they were encased in like that hard plastic goddamn anti-theft thing.
Yeah, I remember that.
For some reason.
This is when you cut yourself.
Did I already tell this on the podcast?
The last time I think I was here, you did.
Maybe we should play another song.
I have a cassette story that goes along with Talking Heads.
Okay.
Not to, like, drag this out, but remember
out,
the Satanic Panic?
Sure.
So Talking Heads' True Story soundtrack
I do not remember that.
The Satanic Panic. We're not allowed to play Dungeons & Dragons and listen to, like...
Okay. Gotcha.
Ozzy Osbourne backwards and shit like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I got curious. That whole listening to the shit backwards, it's like, oh, it's backwards. And it's like, I had cassette tapes, a bunch of cassette tapes. I actually took Talking Heads' True Stories, cracked open the cassette tape, and reverse spooled it to listen to it backwards.
Good God.
That's a lot more work than just putting your finger on a record and playing it.
You know what that is?
No, it was a cassette tape.
You know what that is? That's genius.
No, it was stupid because
it's underrated.
I had Megadeth tapes. tapes from all this other stuff. It was like, oh, well, it's like, and this, I was very young and I wasn't like, didn't appreciate Talking Heads as much as I do now. So I was like, well, I'll try it with this
dude,
one.
That's genius. That's genius.
You know what I found out though?
What?
Tons of satanic shit.
What did they say?
All devil shit.
Just, and nobody was looking at Talking Heads.
No, nobody was looking at them.
They flew under
all
the radar.
They thought there was like power suits and like cocaine noses. No, all devil shit. You listen to Talking Heads' True Story soundtrack backwards.
Yeah.
All kinds of devil shit.
Nice.
I found that out. I was like,
we are pagans.
Yeah, I was like 12 years old. Right.
Did you should have stopped listening to them right there, Mike.
Oh, man.
No, that's what I was like. I got to get more of these dudes' records and fix my cassette tape.
Right. My mom's never going to think that this is satanic. Anyway, here's Andy's.
Bye. niggas lame and you know it now. When a real nigga hold you down, you supposed to drown. Bam. Bam.
Uh-huh, honey.
What you doing in the club on a Thursday? She said she only here for a girl birthday. They order champagne but still look thirsty. Rock Forever 21 but just turned 30. I know I got a bad reputation. Walk around always mad reputation. Leave a pretty girl sad reputation. Start a fight club, bad reputation. I turned the nightclub out of the basement. I turned the plane around, your ass keep complaining. How you gonna be mad on vacation? Dutton winding around all these Jamaicans.
It's that prom shit. It's that bullshit. It's Kanye West shit.
All right, Andy.
That song is overrated.
Why?
Because it's just garbage, and it sold quite a bit of records. And that is the key. Kanye has sold a lot of other records, you know, that he released as singles, and they were good. This one is, not only is it a bad song, it's crappy, but it's overrated because it's sold like hotcakes, and so it's garbage.
Just that song, not Kanye.
Not Kanye. No. Kanye, well,
you don't
I will
Kanye's
say
Kanye's overrated.
I will
you
say
that Kanye.
Old Kanye is good. New Kanye sucks. He's overrated.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. But his old stuff is good.
So I
really
mean,
good. I mean, really, 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 really good.
I think I understand. This song was the video with his wife, Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian. And that's so you think he sold out with this song?
And the video? No. I mean, I wouldn't say that he sold out. I would say that Kanye has a distorted view on, you know, what's good. And he just missed the mark on that song.
I gotta be honest.
More
dude.
Specifically, on the video. The video is worse than the song. Have you ever seen the video?
I have. That's the one where he's driving a motorcycle and she's bike, like facing him on the motorcycle.
And she's bouncing and jiggling and all this other
stuff. Sure, sex sells,
just,
man.
Right.
Yeah.
I think
way to
a
exploit
lot of
your
his thing
wife.
Is marketing. Confusion, which leads to better marketing. People don't quite understand.
I gotta
I mean,
be
he
honest.
Made his name for himself or whatever, but
he did, and that's one thing that makes
that
this song
so
all
weird.
The worse, because this is after he's already established himself as a, you know, hip hop mogul, and he comes out with this crap.
I gotta be honest, I danced to it. It was no, kind of cool.
I don't dance to
like
it.
That.
Did you dance to that?
I did. I liked it. I mean, if I heard that at a club.
I actually like that song better than some of his other stuff.
Right.
Right.
And there you go.
Because it is
overrated.
So weird. It's so weird and fucked up.
Everyone liked it. And
so
it goes
But
this
I
goes
would sit
to...
there and say Kanye's, just all-encompassing Kanye is overrated more than just that song is overrated. I would actually lean more towards like, no, the whole operation and everything under the fucking sun is overrated.
With Kanye.
Then that song is overrated. That song is so fucking weird and stupid.
Now, he's got the
that
video.
Is good.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
He's got the video that he did with Pamela Anderson, which is way better.
What's that?
I want to say
I don't watch
it's
videos,
called
so.
Sky High.
I got to check. Excuse me. Check that out.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be a show if I didn't burp.
It's the one where he's dressed up as evil. Yeah, Evel Knievel.
I got to check it out.
So
you never seen that video?
No, sir.
No, I don't.
No, he's in a rocket, actually.
I ain't never seen it.
Damn.
What's is it before or after
for?
This?
Because Evel Knievel did a rocket once.
I know Evel Knievel did. He's Evel Knievel. It makes sense when he does it.
Well, so he's emulating Evel Knievel in this video.
Right.
He's Evel Kanye.
Was it before or after this song?
That makes
Way
sense.
Before.
I gotta check it out. I bet it's awesome. Is the song good?
The song is awesome.
Right on.
But
you don't like that.
Guess who they sample in that song?
Tell me.
Your favorite.
Curtis Mayfield.
What song?
Lots of people.
Oh my God, that's a
good song. I cannot think of the name of the song, but that's the track.
Yeah.
Move on up.
Move on up.
Yeah, I think that's the
name. Thank you for helping.
Yeah.
That's so good. And I'm sure you've seen, I know you've seen the like 1972 performance on like German television of that song. Curtis Mayfield.
I think so.
Oh, with the blue background. Oh, it's so fucking good.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I know. Yeah. I didn't know that was on German television, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, it has the blue screen behind him so they can do, like, psychedelic fucking pictures
right.
and shit like that. But just, like, the practice of that song, like, that's like a practice before they put it on the TV. I'm so fucking drunk. But just to see those guys just pull that song off live.
Yeah, Kanye's more power to him. All the credit in the world, because you figure, you could try to even guess the percentage, you'd probably be wrong. As far as, like, marketing.
Okay, I'm going to give the mic back
interest,
to you.
Like, creating interest.
But Beyonce had one of the best records ever.
Like all that shit.
That just speaks to his mental illness. Should I say that? But yeah, he's
no. That's got no, I mean, nothing to do with his mental illness.
Awful shit.
Him like taking the award away.
Yeah, he's just a jerk.
Okay,
he's an ass.
Right on.
Yeah, but there's plenty of things that it's like if there's mental illness or whatever that would lend themselves to it. That he's gone through, and they're legit. I don't know. As far as I know, it's like I could believe that.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Yeah, and it's poor Mike Myers.
But Trump does
at that moment
because he voted for him.
You know,
exactly.
I don't even know if he even did. That's what I mean. It's like, do you think he really did? And it's like, who cares? I don't care
about
either
what?
Way. I don't care about like 90% of Kanye's shit.
Right.
It's just like there's moments
because he's overrated.
I'll get right. He is overrated.
Yeah, I think
but that
so.
Song.
I liked it.
I kind of like it. Yeah, that's
now. There's a rapper, and I want to say it's Drake, but I might be incorrect.
Uh-huh.
And this guy came out with a song that's completely a total diss song for Kanye.
Okay.
I might have to try to fact check it, or you know, one between the three of us. I said Drake.
Okay. Who is? Oh, you're saying Drake came out with a diss song to Kanye?
Yeah, and he's got a video and where he just talks about how he fell off and how he sold out and you know how he's not this. You know
that seems like the...
I don't follow the genre.
Yeah,
is genre is that
genre?
Genre
yeah.
is French.
What?
Genre.
Anyway,
I
don't know enough about
that's
it.
That's kind of the pot calling the kettle black. I mean, Drake is like overrated. he's as famous as fucking Kanye.
I don't know enough.
If you were to ask Jerry Seinfeld right now, who his favorite fucking hip hop artist?
We gotta get his top five. It's on that movie.
What is that movie again?
Top Five, the Chris Rock movie, Top Five.
It's Jerry's called Top Five?
And it's at the end.
It's at the very end. Have you seen that movie?
No. But okay. I remember you said that earlier.
I bet that if you ask Jerry Seinfeld now, the whitest guy in the world, what his favorite hip-hop groups are right
now. He might
have
bounced
He'd
somebody.
Probably say Drake and Kanye. In that
They
list.
Might have been in it. We got to look up that clip.
All right, we'll look it up after the show.
Overrated. Anywho, let's take a break, and we'll be right back. Hey, this is your old buddy Kev breaking in here with a commercial announcement. I've designed a couple of T-shirts for the podcast. You can get to those by going to kdj432.threadless.com. That's KDJ, Kevin David Jones, 432.threadless.com. I'm working on making that a little easier to get to instead of you having to type that into your web browser. I'm working on a website. I'm pretty much waiting on getting a decent photo of me and Andy. I just keep forgetting, and making that thing look a little better than I have it looking now. And I'll probably post a link to t-shirts and whatever else we have for sale. And, yeah, if you feel so inclined to support the podcast, go there, buy a shirt. There's other stuff for sale, like stickers and tote bags and other useful stuff. And, yeah, thanks for listening, and I'll let you get back to it. Has anybody ever heard that?
Yep.
Really? Tell me.
Battles.
Thank you.
In agreement.
Thank you.
That's a wanker of a song.
That song sucks.
That song encompasses everything, like, where I find issues with Primus.
Okay.
Way worse.
Yeah. Now, I will...
Now, they do have stuff I like.
Exactly. I'm going to preface it by this. I loved when that band came out, Battles.
Which album was that?
That was their debut, wasn't it?
Yeah, this was their...
Pork Soda? No, Pork Soda was not their debut.
You're talking about Primus, but this is Battles. Sorry. What are you asking about? Primus or Battles?
I thought that was Primus.
No, it's Battles.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for illustrating the point. Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for illustrating the point. He brought up Primus. That was not Primus. That was Battles. Have you heard of Battles?
No, I have not heard of Battles.
Okay. And you probably haven't heard of Don Caballero because you've heard of Helmet, correct?
I have too heard of Don Caballero.
Okay, good. Well, then let me...
You know who likes him? Ryan. Ryan Taylor that I used to play in a band with.
Right on.
Yeah.
What was that band called?
We were called FMRM.
Right on. Good band.
Thank you.
Ryan's a good dude.
I love him to death.
Has good taste in music.
Absolutely.
And Don Caballero was a good band, if you like fucking weird-ass math rock. So, the main guy from Don Caballero started a band with the drummer from Helmet. You remember Helmet?
Fucking amazing drummer.
And that's them?
Yes.
Wow.
Now, let me tell you this. Let me blow his mind further, Mike.
Go ahead.
The guy that's singing is Anthony Braxton's son, Tyonde Braxton.
Anthony Braxton, the jazz musician.
Absolutely. The baritone bass player, free jazz. ECM recording artist.
I don't think he just played baritone, though.
I'm sure he didn't.
Yeah.
But he's a badass, right?
He's nice, yeah. He's nice. He's right on. He's out there, too, though. But I wouldn't say overrated, but...
Oh, no.
You know, he plays that kind of free jazz, like Ornette Coleman style.
Yeah.
And not as good as Ornette. But, you know...
Yeah.
That kind of genre is yeah.
Yeah. Is genre.
So
the John does.
So that's his so that's his son.
John does.
Yeah, yeah. Tyon, his genre. His name is Tyonde Braxton, I believe is that. I believe that's how you pronounce it. And he is actually very good. I saw him by himself.
So are we going for Battles is overrated or that song is overrated?
I'm gonna say that song. Yeah. Because I liked their, when they first came out, they came out with three EPs and they were called like ABC. And they were fucking awesome. But once they got signed to like a sort of major label and came out with the album proper, which is this album, this was like the hit. This was like being played on like MTV2 and shit like that. And I just could not get into it. The fucking vocals sound so...
That was my problem with it. It's like, so you're going to do some weird effects and do some experimental shit. It's like, why are you doing them on the vocals? You have all these other parts to sit there and do stuff. And it's like, the drummer is the shit. I think they're basically down to a two-piece now.
Three-piece.
I think they're down to a two-piece now. I think it's just... the drummer and
the guy from Don Cab.
So I thought that
if he's the guy from Don Cab, I don't know what I'm talking
about. The guitar player.
Right.
But I think the
bass player left.
I thought that band TV from the Radio was like that.
Like what?
Well, they did what this band Battles did, but they did it in reverse. Whereas their stuff that was recorded on their indie labels was like kind of garbagey and overrated. And then they sign to a major label and they release a record and it's like really, really good.
Interesting. I didn't get into TV and on the Radio until I would say, what was that one? Something About a Nest or something like that.
Yeah, I feel like I can't think of their songs right now.
I feel like that album was like their first like major record or something like that.
It might have been. I don't know.
And I love
it. But them. I bought a couple of their indie records before, and I was just like, wow.
Not so good.
Yeah. Well, sounds like a completely different band. And I was going to do honorable mention here, 11th Day Dream.
Okay.
For an overrated. Mm-mm. They got signed to a major label, and their major label debut sucks horribly. Okay. However, while I was doing research for this, and this is why I was going to use them, because I was going to use the same band that was overrated, and I was going to put them on the underrated. But I just didn't use their song, and there's some earlier stuff that I found that was like gold. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I may end up using them for one of my underrated songs.
I love the drummer.
From
Atlanta Daydream?
I love because of the helmet.
Helmet was fucking awesome.
Well, yeah, Helmet was killer, dude.
And they had a song called Overrated.
No shit.
On the album Betty.
Oh, wow. And that was their breakthrough album.
No, Meantime was the one. That was their big breakthrough.
Right.
Yeah, Meantime is the only one I have. I didn't get Betty. I like Meantime.
That's the one to get.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard, but it still rocks in like a cleaner way.
Yeah,
you know, it's just.
But that drummer,
he's like a machine.
One of the most distinctive snare sounds, and they're. And if you want, and like Battles, it's like it's like I don't know a super ton about them because it's like I haven't listened to it. It's like
at least you heard of them.
No, I do. It's like there's stuff I've heard from them that I do like. There's a boiler. You can go on YouTube and go and look at a Boiler Room set.
Okay,
just put Battles Boiler Room set. And, yeah, they're down to a two-piece. So it's the guitar player working the synthesizers and the little loops and all that stuff. And that drummer and this dude, he's got a dress shirt on. He works up a sweat. And he keeps his fucking cymbal like 6 feet tall. And he's still one of the most amazing drummers.
He's just a metronome.
He's a goddamn drummer. Machine. Yeah. It's like he's
just
so
precise.
Fun. And I think. He went to Florida State University. It was in the marching band.
Okay. Makes sense.
And, but...
He's got the rhythm.
He's the shit.
He's got the precise rhythm.
He's, but it's just powerful too, and it's just one of the most distinctive snare sounds. And so it's like I've loved that dude for like a long time. Where it's like I don't. Yeah,
Helmet was a great band.
You know, it's like you know.
I want to say yes. I'm pretty sure. Actually, I think I did see them.
Helmet.
Yeah, and the Clutch opened up for them.
Okay. Yeah. I saw Helmet.
We saw him with Orange Primus. 9mm. No.
So,
no, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw him with Orange 9mm.
I think it was American University. It was Orange 9mm first, Primus second.
No, I wasn't at that show. I saw him at the 930 Club with you.
Okay. It was awesome either way.
Or no, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was when the one guy had left Helmet. The member from Orange 9mm was playing, the bass player.
Oh, I didn't know they had...
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say.
I think it was American University, Orange 9mm, Helmet, and then Primus.
That's sick.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like that song reminds me kind of like a Primus is like a type of song. It's like just because you can play it.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't mean you should play it. It's kind of a...
But I love...
It's kind of like farty and masturbatory.
I like the way Mike just broke that down.
Yeah. Now, I love...
And I love experiment... Like, I love right. experimental
I keep saying,
shit.
I keep I trying too. To think of the, some one, of its parts, but I want to say the opposite of that. Like, I love everybody's shit before this. And
I like a lot of their stuff after it.
Don Caballero was fucking awesome. Helmet was fucking awesome. I saw Tyande, if that's how you
but
say
even
it.
But even that band, Battles, Braxton. Has cool shit. That just song just didn't do it for me. That particular song.
It
and
sucks.
And it's their biggest song.
It sucks. Tyande Braxton, I saw at 9:30, Black Cat. By himself, and he was doing amazing shit. He had all these looper pedals and shit like that, and he sat on the stage by himself, like at the edge of the stage, and had everybody rapt in attention. Just fucking...
Because he was doing it.
Because he was doing cool shit,
yeah.
And everybody was just like, oh, we're going to stop having a conversation now and check this out and gather to see what the fuck he's going to do. And it was fucking amazing. But just, and it, when he joined that group, I was happy about that. And they did cool fucking EPs first. But this fucking hit sucked.
It's weird that it's one of their biggest hits.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's how it goes. Afterwards, I don't know if it's the next album or two albums afterwards, but like the Yabba. I love that song.
Yabba.
By Battles.
It's called Yabba?
It's
Yabba.
Called the Yabba.
Is it on this album?
Yabba.
No, it's like a next album or an album after that.
And it's called Yabba.
Well, this guy, Tyande, left the group.
Tyande Yabba.
After this.
Yeah, everybody's been slowly leaving the group. I think they're down to two dudes now.
Yeah, he left first. And, like, I saw the tour after this, and they had, like, guest vocalists, like Gary Numan.
Right.
And
well, that's
other
cool.
people. And it was cool, and the tour was like, they had, like, screens behind them where they would have the singer shit.
They try shit and, you know, try to make stuff happen, but, yeah, but that particular song, it's like,
It was great because it's like, you know, these people are just pure artists.
Right, right.
And this was their one shot to, like, make money. Like, have a hit song.
Right, right.
And it worked for them. But it didn't work for me. Overrated.
Overrated.
Anywho.
Poo.
Let's have an Andy.
All right.
Okay. Tokyo.
South America.
Australia.
France.
Germany.
UK.
America. We'll be right back.
dancing in the streets.
It's an invitation across the nation, a chance for folks to meet.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesomely overrated.
I mean, I wish they had gotten stabbed in those fucking streets now, that they're dancing.
All I want to say,
I would have been fine with it.
All I want to say,
I would have like, no, everything before this would have been fine. And had they gotten murdered in those streets, they were doing all that fucking dancing in their rayon shirts.
It would have been
fine. That's okay. And whatever, a couple good things, mostly for Bowie, happened afterwards. But holy shit, what a dog pile of a shit song that is. That's fucking awful.
All I want to say is,
awesome.
If there's anyone out there who's listening to this podcast, look that video up on YouTube.
Oh, no, you can't.
And you will be thoroughly entertained and disappointed at the same time.
It's weird. It's so fucked up because it's like I'm such an open-minded dude, but I want to go beat them up. I want to go beat them up.
If you ever meet Mick Jagger, punch him in the nose for that video.
Shit.
And just say,
I
that's for
do
dancing
that,
in the streets.
I'd be like, oh my God, Mick Jagger. Oh my God. It's like, that's how it'd be. But it's like, but I make it an effort.
What about if you meet David Bowie?
He's done.
Just like,
he's
well,
dead,
then,
son.
I'm
sorry to break it to you, Andy.
Cool people too, yeah.
He's passed away.
Like, David, who's your friend? Oh, Jesus.
Now, does anybody know when that debuted on regular TV? Was it like a Super Bowl or was it?
I know that song came out in 1983.
Yeah, but don't you remember it was like a big event? Like it was like it was going to come on after like a Super Bowl or something.
Oh, I don't know. Like yeah, it might have been. Because and now Van Halen's version.
And it was a.
Is actually rocking. Kevin, cue that up there, buddy.
But think about those two dudes because that's a cover song too.
Yeah. Right. From
some Motown hit, Martha and the Vandellas,
or yeah, I think that's
that
who it was. Yeah, yeah. I was
but
about
just,
to say Aretha, but I think it's Martha and the
but
Vandellas.
But just think of what like that. It reeks of like a PR producer.
Absolutely.
We own the rights.
A&R man.
Hey, we're gonna have you do this, and we're gonna pay you this much. And it's just like put those two guys in a room together and let them. Listen to some records, like Kevin has a bunch here on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you two guys sat in here and just looked through Kevin's record collection.
Right.
And say, hey, what song should we cover that's like, oh, we should do that.
I'm sure it was something that they both agreed on. Like they were both
no,
like.
No, they were both sold on. It reeks of something.
So you think the
sold.
Record label said,
yeah.
Oh, you should do.
Yeah,
Martha Reeves
just
and the Vandellas.
Just like, you should do this, and like, here, I have a purple rayon shirt, and you do a light blue one, or...
here's a rayon trench coat.
I totally...
the fucking goofiest shit.
Yeah.
The song, the cover sucks, the cover's horrible, the video's horrible, everything about it, it's fucking horrible.
Would you call it overrated?
No, I think everybody hates it.
Yeah, honestly.
I think everybody hates it.
Yeah.
If you save that for the underrated episode, it's like, no, this shit's the bomb, and all of you guys that hate this are wrong.
Right.
That would be a
you'd be calling yourself out as an asshole.
Yeah. Because that song Diver stinks.
Down.
That fucking song stinks.
Now, you just said to play Van Halen?
It's off of Diver Down. That's the album. It's
you're thinking of Dance the Night Away.
Slip a dip.
No. Van Halen does Dancing in the Streets.
Really?
It's off of Diver Down.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
Why do people do that shit?
I don't know. But
I'm a cover
lover. You've heard the... So here's the Van Halen.
Synthesizer, keyboard.
Yeah.
Right?
I love it.
Way better.
Van Halen.
Fuck yeah.
Go to David Bowie and Mick Jagger's apartment and beat them up. Because that's what they did.
Oh, yeah!
I know. Fucking awesome.
Foot dancing in the street. Fuck yeah. That shit grooves, yeah. Son.
It rocks. It rocks.
It's so much better, though.
Yeah.
And it's lame as shit, but it's so much better.
Overrated.
Overrated.
Eddie Van Halen says to this day, well, he has said in interviews that this is his least favorite Van Halen album. Reason being is because they did, there's five cover songs on this album.
Yeah, you start listening to like millionaire label owners that own rights to songs already and they get you, hey.
Do our song.
Yeah, do our song. Mm-hmm. And they did it justice, but that shit, make Mick Jagger and David Bowie do that, and it's just like, you gotta be taken out back and right. Shot.
Yeah, the Van Halen version rocks. And the original version is
awesome. Version doesn't even fucking rock.
No, that does. Rocks. That yeah, grooves that like a motherfucker.
Like, yeah, it's like they did it way more justice, but it's just...
They didn't. They made it their own.
Right, it's which is what makes it
cheese
rock.
Cheeseball shit.
All
absolutely
right.
Not.
We disagree.
Yeah.
We humbly disagree.
Like it's...
But...
For Van Halen versus the rest of their shit, and you're giving Sammy Hagar shit... Yeah. That's cheeseball versus all of Van Halen's shit, mm-hmm. And it's cheeseball versus all of the David Bowie and Rolling Stone
and
shit.
It's
before
weird. It's weird because
where the original's perfectly fine.
I want to say, stop. And I could be mistaken. I think that's the second Van Halen album that I bought was Diver Down. Mm-hmm. I got into Van Halen a little bit late. The first album I got was whatever the one with the Cradle of Real Rock. Was that Women and Children First?
Maybe.
I think that's what the album is. So I got that one first, and then
I used to
skipped
play at the roller skating rink when I was a kid.
Fair Warning, I think, was the one after that, and then they came out with Diver Down. I bought
and
that.
And that was my point. Like, even the fucking Dave stuff, like, I don't know shit off of Mean Street. I don't know shit off of fucking Diver Down. I do
have some rad ones. I'm not.
They had hits off of
it.
Each one, but I can't listen to them back to back and like say I love each song.
Okay,
but I
so
love that
so,
song.
So what's the point of you saying that? So they are overrated or they're underrated or what? What's you know?
I'm just saying.
I feel like if you,
I'm
ever...
just saying that I can appreciate both Dave and fucking Sammy Hagar.
Dave or Bowie. And Mick Jagger?
What the hell is this?
I'm playing the YouTube video of that video
right.
Without music.
So, if you never thought Mick Jagger or David Bowie were overrated before that song came out, and once that song came out, you're like, both these guys might be overrated.
Look
they
at
might,
them
they might be overrated.
Well, exactly. That's why I played the song.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're 100%.
Dancing.
That song hurts me. Like in my bones.
Kevin, you know this is someone that overdubbed this.
I know, but yes. it's hilarious.
Okay, well, look this up too, fellow viewers.
Yeah. It's hilarious, dude.
No, yeah, that's a classic. We've all seen that too. He's like, you know somebody overdubbed
this.
That is
just so wrong, man. My God. Somebody out there loves that song.
Not that one.
The only person that didn't know that was overdubbed.
I actually like that version better than the one you picked. So you're right. Andy, you've been crushing these podcasts lately. Because yeah. Like, your song selections have been fucking awesome.
Yeah, thank you, man.
You won the fucking
It's like,
podcast.
You win again.
Thank you, man. Yeah.
You win again.
Oh, yeah. That last one with the laughing. Did you listen to that one?
Yeah, I listened to all of them. All
right.
So where's the podcast, Kevin?
We'll be right back.
Stupid jerk.
Yo, son. Word is bond. Do you need a haircut? Has it been a fortnight? Do you like it high and tight? Come to Ace of Fades. That's Ace of Fades in White Plains. Just down the street from the paddock, in between Sizzler and the Golden Corral. Ace of Fades, Ace of Fades. Even if you just want to shape up, Ace of Fades. Phone number, 301-331-3011. Ace of Fades.
this is a band that's probably not considered overrated anymore. Were considered overrated at a particular time.
Mm-hmm.
This is very similar to Kevin's favorite band, Kiss, where exposure to the front man maybe... But as a young child, I overrated the shit. Me, personally, this is my fault because I don't want to be mean and sit there like, oh, you're overrated. And I'm like, but I'll just say I overrated this band.
Okay.
And this band is?
This band is great.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to say.
For their time. And I probably, 4 of my first 12 cassette tapes I ever bought.
Were this band?
Were this band.
They had 4 albums?
They had more than
4 out
of
12, you can't go wrong.
Really? I had no idea.
This was my first rock and roll band. Right. I had an older cousin that came, stayed one weekend, came to our local roller rink. He had a mesh, like see-through.
Cut-off shirt.
Half shirt, muscle shirt.
Yeah.
Played one of this band's songs.
And this is your hero.
Roller skated fast as fuck. I've never seen anybody roller skate this fucking fast before. I was like, my older cousin.
Did he skate to Right Said Fred?
No, he skated to this band. Right. Not this song I'm going to play. I picked this song because it also contains the lyric, overrated.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
But, same album. He was fast as shit, dude.
They had great videos.
I think in... Cameos.
Say again?
Cameos, too.
In what? Like movies?
They kind of followed right on the heels of some shit a lot of people liked, and I think people were like, turned off about but
I think explain Cameos.
Well, Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, so good.
They had a cameo in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, which
so
is
good. But
easily, like, you know, better than The Godfather.
I was so hyped when they showed up in that movie.
Yeah, everybody was. Yeah. I was because I was like 8, 9 years old. I was like, yeah, we're rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
I hate my teachers. And yeah. Andy saw these guys live because he's 105 years old.
I saw this band live, and guess who they opened up for?
They were the openers? Who fucking made them open?
Where did you see them?
At the Capitol Center.
Okay, yeah. And they opened up for...
Heavy metal parking lot, dude.
I'm going to say Kiss.
Iron Maiden.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And it was...
And there was a bunch of people that were booing them.
Right. No shit.
I was not one of them. I thought that they rocked.
How did they handle it?
They rocked the house. They came out, they
what
did their set.
What I love, or not love, but it's just so fucking hard, but I love this band was a... Like, my exposure was like 8, 9, 10,
you were
11,
shaver.
12 years old.
Right.
That ballpark.
I saw them before I graduated high school. That's how long ago this was.
You are old.
But what they did on a lot of songs that they were very good at and maybe don't get enough credit for anymore, you think of that time in that era and the big arena rock, butt rock type of stuff, they wrote parts for the audience to chant.
Yeah.
Which was cool.
A lot of them.
They were writing for
audiences
the,
love
they
that.
They were
writing for the stadiums.
They were writing hooks for the crowd to sing along before it became like, oh, I'm going to learn your whole song and I'll just like dial it back and let you sing because you love my band and you love my song so much. It was like, no, it's like, I'm going to incorporate the crowd.
And how?
But yeah, they're very much like the Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, right on the heels of that.
But they're also Ramones-ish,
right? Because they're New York dudes.
And what makes me think of that is
they're very cartoonish and New York dolls, and their look and their image.
But also, the car scene in Pee-wee's Big Adventure was also the car scene in Rock and Roll High School.
Right.
Like the Ramones came up
right
in a fucking car.
I don't think they were reinventing the wheel ever.
right.
anywhere.
Yeah, Joey Ramone was not, like, writhing on the front of the fucking hood of the car.
Right.
Go ahead, Andy.
I was just going to throw in, do any of our listeners know who this is yet?
Should we?
You should
let them know.
Should we let them know?
Let's let them know.